This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In light of all the things going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Nancy Martin home. Hi, Nance. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Doing really well. Tell me a little bit about your story and how you got involved in this particular training realm. What led you to this? What did you feel that you thought, I got to step up and do something?
Yeah. So, first of all, I have a long history for over half of my life of being in those situations myself, of being in those types of abusive situations of all types, you know, sexually, emotionally, physically. And so what I learned throughout my life, though, and after learning some coaching skills and also from being a dancer since I was very young, I learned how using my body was my way of gaining my confidence. And then what I did notice was when I used my body to make me more confident, that's when the abuse stopped. And so that's when I developed this program that I have that can show anyone how to use their body in such a way, as well as their moods and emotions, the way that they think, and just it changes the way you move through the world so that you don't look like the target anymore. It takes that target off of your back in the first place.
Okay. Now, when you're just out and about, and let's say you're at the mall, right?
Yes.
And you're just watching people. Can you pick out who is more vulnerable just by watching them?
I absolutely can. And statistics show us that people that are abused in one way are repeatedly abused or harassed throughout their life. So chances are if you've been in an abusive situation once, you will be so more than once. It will be a repeated situation throughout your life. And so I can't help but wonder, you know, it has to come from us on some level, right? So it's not a victim-blaming thing. It's just the realization of how you hold yourself. Absolutely, you can sit back and watch and see what are those different things that people are doing, who looks less, more confident. And someone that's looking for that, they don't want to mess with somebody that's confident.
Oh, wow. And I agree with that because I think that when we do we see body language experts all the time, and I know you're not that. But what kind of body cues do we give off, Nancy, that we need to reconsider so that we look as though we are in charge?
Yes. So I'm currently doing this back off boot camp. And so part of that is learning the body. So the BACK from back off, the B stands for hold your back tall. You want to take up as much space as you can. People that are confident take up space. They're big in the world. So hold your back as tall as you possibly can when you walk. The A are for your arms. Keep them long. When we bring our arms down and we're looking at our phone and we're all tucked in, that's what makes us vulnerable. But if you keep your arms long and, again, take up space with them, keep them down at the sides, keep them stretched out and longer, that shows that you're open to the world and so therefore you don't feel like you're vulnerable or you have to protect yourself. Again, and the C is for keeping your chest high. Again, it's bringing all of your focus up and out, making yourself as big as you can. and keeping your knees soft. Sometimes when we're standing still, like at a bus stop or somewhere, we keep our knees locked, and that's a very vulnerable position. It can prevent us from moving quickly or just being able to get out of a situation. So you want to keep your knees soft when you're just standing or walking. And then the off of back off, the O, is for observe your surroundings. When you go into a new situation, take a moment and really look around and see who and what is around you so that you know where you are and what the surroundings look like. The first F is for focus on where you're going. So although you want to know what your surroundings are, once you start moving, keep your focus forward. If we shift our eyes too much, it makes us look too nervous. And then the second off is face-to-face eye contact. Make eye contact with people. Be kind to people. Say hello as you're walking past them on the street. But what that also does, aside from bring our moods up and their moods up, and what it does is it lets them know that you recognize them. You see who they are, and you can describe them if you needed to later on.
Okay. Now, you said something that I want to move on to, because a lot of us have been taught in life to be polite. And, you know, if we engage people, they may engage back. And then sometimes we're kind of sorry we did that. So, where do we know to draw the line from, I'm trying to be nice, to, I got to get away from this person?
Oh, well, that for me brings in your authentic self. So you need to know where those boundaries are, when they are. And that's another thing that I work heavily on with my clients, is finding out where exactly are your boundaries and having the confidence to use them when they come up, instead of being that wishy-washy, oh, maybe I should be a little nice, maybe I should talk to them a little longer, even though my intuition is telling me, no, get away. We sometimes say, because we're not strong enough in our beliefs. And so that's building that. That's building your core beliefs and building your intuition to know when it's time to cut it off.
Okay, what is a good way to do that so that you can get away, but you're not insulting, or you don't incur further communication? What's a good way to break it off with somebody that you just don't know where they're going, or you don't know what they're up to? What's a good way to get away from them?
Oh, I have no problem in these situations. And, you know, the little white lie, you know, can come in handy for people that don't feel comfortable just saying, hey, bye. You know, you can. I have no problem with using that as a step two if it makes you feel more comfortable and say, oh, look at the time, you know, or, oh, I'm expecting a call, or whatever it is. I have no issues with the little white lie when it comes to situations where you feel uncomfortable and need to get away.
Okay, that's good. And sometimes I pretend that I have to take a phone call. That seems to be my go-to for a lot of things where I feel like I need to go now. I just say, oh my gosh, I got to take this call. And that's the way.
Yeah, having phones on vibrate come in handy that way. Don't say,
yeah. Got to go.
Phone's ringing.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And the other thing I want to talk to you about is we have seen in all phases, the entertainment field, journalism, politics, everywhere, we've seen people who now feel empowered that they can come forward. Now, Nancy, a lot of times we can even hear the people that sometimes contact us say that because there's a huge time lag between the time when something happened and somebody then talks about it. It could be, you know, years and years and years, decades, whatever. As somebody who works in this venue, can you try to explain to individuals why that happens to certain people, where they just sort of take it all in and they don't do anything for a long time?
Absolutely. So, and again, I know this from personal experience. So what happens is if you're in such a state where your self-esteem is so low that you honestly, in the moment, believe this is a possibility, that you could believe that other people's opinions of you are better than your own, they just know more, you will just follow what they do blindly in the moment. Even if your gut is telling you that it's wrong and you know it's wrong on some level, something about you is unable to stop it. And so what happens is, and oftentimes you'll notice that these things are happening to younger people in the beginnings of their careers.
You know what? That's great to talk about. You're exactly right.
It's where you are in the moment.
Right.
And as we grow, we learn who we are. We get stronger. We become more confident. And then we realize, hey, oh my God, that was so, so wrong. And not only was it wrong, but it's affected the way that I've lived my life from that moment on. My whole life has changed because of that situation.
So how?
And so when you
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, when you make that realization, you feel like not only do I need to do something about this, but if I just need to stop this from happening to the next generation.
Now, you and this is another very valid point, and I think that you're onto something here, where a lot of powerful individuals they prey on the young because the other people that they might try to approach have institutional knowledge, and they'll be able to say, back off, creep. But our young people, how should we be instructing them, either male or female? What should we be telling young people about those in positions of power? Because we always talk to our kids about being respectful, deferring to older people, et cetera. What should we be saying to them?
Yes, and again, I fully believe, and I believe that this is of the people in power also. I fully, fully believe that it does boil down to our abilities to really tap into our authentic confidence, not ego, not this, oh, I'm in charge of you, but our confidence and our authenticity. And that's what gives us the ability to act and react authentically. Because I wholeheartedly believe that many cases, if not almost all of them, where the perpetrator themselves are also in a place of low self-confidence, and this is what they either feel that they're supposed to be doing because society tells them they're supposed to be strong, but they don't feel it, and so then they overcompensate, or whatever that is, that they need that boost of strength because they don't feel it the way they feel that they're supposed to. And so I feel if they were more confident in their core, they wouldn't be perpetrating the things that they are also.
Okay, so how do we talk to younger people? Because sometimes we say to younger people, oh, you're full of yourself, you don't know yet, whatever. Now, how do we strike that balance of, hey, listen, here's what you need to look out for, and if somebody is trying to leverage on you, here's what you need to do.
Right. And so for me, because that's right, there's a big difference between the ego and real confidence, right? And I think for some of us, we've gotten so far away from, we're so in our heads, and we tell them, if someone says this, you say this back. But we got away from listening to our bodies. And it's so important to foster in the young ones before they lose it, because we all had it when we were younger, and we lost it. The ability to listen to our butterflies, listen to these different bodily cues. Are we breathing heavily? What are the different things that our body is telling us? And then listen to it and react to it. When you feel those butterflies, that is your intuition telling you this is not good. And then don't talk yourself out of it. Run away if you need to. Just run away. Or do whatever it is that you need to do. But listen to yourself more than these verbal messages that we get, because sometimes they are misconstrued, like you said. We tell people to respect their elders, but that doesn't mean no matter what, no matter what. If your gut's telling you differently, we need to tell them to listen to that too.
And where should they, okay, if something is not right and they have intuition, and I really believe in intuition very strongly, I think that even police officers have told me in the past, if you feel that it's true, it's more likely to be true than not true. Who is the person that we should take that knowledge to so that we could talk to them? Because as you know, in the past, and there have been generations where somebody has been a bad apple and they've been allowed to be bad because, nobody believes what Sally had to say or whatnot. So where should they take that if they want to be heard? And what should we advise our young people to do?
Yeah, and that could be such a hard situation, because in certain situations, it's even their own family that they feel they can't go to, right?
Yep.
So it's really finding that trusted person. And, you know, we hope that, you know, the guidance counselors and the people that are put in positions like that in their school are the people that they really can go to and just keep going to them and just keep talking. And if that doesn't work, you go to, you know, your priest or your spiritual leader. Or if that, I, I think you just have to keep looking, and that's the hardest part for a child, because if they keep hearing no, 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 or it's you, or oh, don't worry about it, it's just so hard. So I think we as parents need to make sure that we not only keep communication open with our children, but we also introduce people to them that they can talk to when they don't feel like they can talk to us.
And again,
hopefully it's that guidance counselor or someone in their school.
Okay. And I recently, because it's the thing that people do anymore, I took some internet training recently for one of the jobs that I have. And it contained a lot of very, very, very good information about something called Title IX, which is that mandatory reporting to a school official if something happens. And then that official is mandated to report the information, but there are certain parameters within Title IX where they can say, I'm going to protect your confidentiality as much as I can, right?
Right, right. Yeah. I know it's so hard because rules like that are put in place to help, right? But then sometimes it makes it scary for the kid to be able to report.
Yeah. Well, again, I think that if that's emphasized to kids that here are the individuals and this is mandated by federal law under Title IX, I think it helps them to understand, yeah, you know, there are trusted people. Somebody wants to know how to stop repeated workplace abuse that is not sexual from higher ups where there is no protection. So this isn't sexual in nature, but it's just on the job harassment.
Okay, and it almost sounds like when they say there's nothing, it's almost sounding like it's a small enough company, there's no HR department. Am I right there? It kind of sounds, you know, because obviously that's the first place you go, but then when they said that there's nothing that they could do that way, I would, first of all, from a legal point of view, I would start documenting on paper every time everything happens. And every time that everything happened, stand up for yourself and document that as well as the reaction from it.
Okay, so if it's happening and somebody is acting inappropriately, verbally abusive, what is the best way to kind of stave it off? I don't like the way that you talk to me, or what should they do?
Yes, and so I believe highly in keeping the focus on yourself, which is what all this work is, right? It's working on yourself, not saying the rest of the world is bad. It's saying, let's empower ourselves. Right. And so I believe so in the speech also. And so you talk about yourself. And you say, this type of language is inappropriate to me, and I would appreciate it if you would change it. Now, obviously, people are going to use different words than that. That's in this, you know, in our interview, and that may not say, you know, whatever you feel comfortable saying, but talk about yourself and be very, very clear. And you let them know, this is degrading, and I would appreciate it if you, and I need you to stop it in order for us to have a professional relationship. And bring up professionalism and how it is affecting you, and then, therefore, how that is affecting your job.
Well, I think that's very...
So that's your bottom line for them.
Yeah, because when they hear, it's affecting my job, then they might start to pay attention and be more aware that, yeah, this is my employee, and it's affecting their job. But I guess some people, Nancy, they feel like they just don't have anywhere to go with some of this stuff, and it's so frustrating.
It is frustrating, and unfortunately, sometimes we get in these situations where that's where we are, right? If it is a small enough company where they don't have an HR department for you to report to, if the, you know, the person that you would normally report to is the person doing something about it, or they are the highest up in the company because there's only three people there, that's when it gets difficult. And quite frankly, that's when the job search starts for somewhere else while you're trying to temper the situation there, in my opinion.
You know, you're so right on that, too, is that that's when maybe that's your cue to get out of there. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that either. Nancy Martin is an abuse prevention expert. Her website is nancymartincoaching.com. You can find her on Facebook, Nancy Martin Coaching. And I guess if they want to check out to your back off boot camp, you can then direct them to the proper channels for that, right?
Yep, that's all on the website.
All right. And do you get home to Nanny Coke very often? Are you in the area?
I'll be there for Christmas.
How about it? Nanny Coke at Christmas. It's like It's a Wonderful Life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Nancy. It was great to talk to you today. We really appreciate your help.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.